You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And you just heard Busca Bula's NTE off of their album Regressa, which came out 2019, 2018. 2018 feels like it was so long ago. I'm like when I like see it written down or something, I'm like, oh yeah, like last year. And then I'm like, oh my God, no, like 3 years ago. I'm Dork. I'm the host of Teachable Moments. And Teachable Moments is CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. We're just trying to figure out what's cool. Because I don't know, I'm a dork. Help me. I just want to be cool. I can't tell if that's a funny bit anymore, but I'm going to keep doing it. today's definition of the word cool, because this is Teachable Moments. And every week we have a definition of the word cool. Today's definition of the word cool, noun, twinkle. Last week's episode was bright, because I was in a really good mood, pretty much. And I was thinking about it more, and like I feel like I never really spoke on like why brightness, like the real relationship between brightness and cool, but I didn't want, or like I, as I was thinking about it more, it's less bright and more like a sparkle. But then sparkle, like I think sparkle's a little more glamorous. There's some like grandeur associated with sparkle. It's like very Leo season to me. Whereas twinkle is more Libra. If that makes sense. And like part of what I wanted to like talk about or like play songs that like were in the theme of is like kind of like positive, like kind of like light music that like is a bit, there's like a sense of maybe not melancholy, but just like there's some like negativity. So what I'm really in, like, this is, like, a kind of, like, roundabout way of, like, saying, like, I'm kind of thinking about, like, or, like, it just kind of reminds me of, like, yes, there's, like, sun, but there's also shade. And it's still bright, and it's still, like, positive, but you can, like, tell it's not overly or, like, completely or positive, I guess. Just like the gray area of happiness, I guess. That's what twinkle means to me. But what it actually means is a shine with a gleam that varies repeatedly between bright and faint. So that's kind of where, that's the logic behind today's episode. We're going to move on immediately to some more songs. This is Memoirs of a Stretch Hummer by Devourers off of his new album, Escape from Planet Devourers. This was, I think, maybe the first. I think this was the first single from this album. It came out while I was still living in my old apartment. but I think that of all, like, the album is like a whole journey. There are highs and there are lows in terms of vibe, but this one feels the most, I guess, like, even leading towards positive. So this is Memoirs of a Stretch Hummer, and you're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Chasing you. Because my nerves make it easy to leave. Boy, tell me how to relax. Why do you always get off whenever you mention the cost? Tied up in a figure four. Use me up until you get bored. If this is love, then why do I feel so abused? If this is love, then why am I still chasing you?
You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm your host, Dork. You just heard Fake Fruit's Yoke off of the album Fake Fruit. Just before that was Hannah Katoba by Golan off of their album Crush, and then opened that set with Devour's Memoirs of a Stretch Hummer off of the new, I almost said new and improved, but there's no earlier moment for this album, the new album, Escape from Planet Devours. Today's definition of the word cool, noun, twinkle. I kind of like touched a bit on this, like when I was first speaking at the beginning of the episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. but just like a little, like the subtle differences between sparkle and twinkle. So to me, a twinkle is like a little, there's like more variation, like it's more about, there's like more movement almost in a twinkle, whereas like a sparkle maybe is like it happens once, or it's just like more, or it's more consistent. So technically, what sparkle is a glittering flash of light. There's also the additional definition, vivacity and wit, which I like. Maybe I'll do a whole episode on sparkle. So a glittering flash of light, and then twinkle is a shine with a gleam that varies repeatedly between bright and faint. So part of the logic of today's episode, cool noun twinkle, is the like subtlety, or like I guess the word I want to use is nuance, the nuance of a twinkle, which is faint, it's bright, there's like a shadow associated with it in my brain, whereas a sparkle is just kind of glamour. I described it at the beginning of this show. Sparkle is Leo season and twinkle is Libra season. And if you are into astrology, I think that that does make sense. And I stand by that distinction. But I don't know if, I think that like why I think twinkle is like more, there's more an element of coolness in it. I don't mean like you're cooler if you're twinkle and you're not as cool if you sparkle. I mean more like literally like cool tones, like a cool day, like a cool breeze. Like I kind of think of breezes as like very cool, or like cooling, like as something that is on, like you get a breeze on a warm day and it like makes you a little cooler, but it's still warm. That's kind of what a twinkle is to me. Whereas a sparkle is just kind of like sunlight. I don't know if that makes sense. But it's a little more demure, I guess. We're going to move on. This is Lucky Day by Pardner off of their new album, Came Down Different. I heard this song for the first time because another programmer played it on their show before the whole album was released. It was played on Parts Unknown, hosted by Chris Terrific, every Monday at 1 p.m. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love this song. And then, I was so excited. I'm so excited to finally get to be able to play it on my show. So this is Pardner's Lucky Day. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Blaze it. Hello, kids. Are you missing the excitement of a good local live punk show? Cheap beer, sweat, filthy washrooms, ringing ears, and mostly crowd surfing your pals? We'll pick up the new Ape War Needs 7-inch EP, Two Lil Shits, on Bandcamp at your fave local record shops or streaming in all the streamy places. You'll still miss all of that? But with a new bunch of tunes to put into your ear holes. Check them out at ApeWar1 on Bandcamp.com or Needs Vancouver on Bandcamp.com. Hope to see y'all soon.
Everybody Is In provides relief to the COVID-19 crisis by delivering goods and services to residents of the downtown East Side. And we need donations. Right now, we are looking for protective personal equipment, sanitation supplies, non-perishable food, and hygiene items. You can email everybodyisin2020donations@gmail.com to make a donation or go to dtesresponse.ca for more information. Everybody Is In is funded by Downtown Eastside Response through diversity, arts, music, and entertainment.
Thank you.
Welcome back, if you left, and welcome if you didn't. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard It's You, Pearl Version, featuring Pedal Supply by Himera off of their album More Than Friends. Pedal Supply is a hyper-pop artist based out of Victoria, and I am so obsessed with her work. It is so, she's been putting out so much stuff in the pandemic. Her album her most recent EP, Hey, it's Hey EP, is so good and like so fun and bouncy. So that's that. And then just before that was Doss with the song Strawberry off of their EP, Four New Hit Songs. I am so into the title of that EP, Very Dream It Be It. I like the music, but I also have been listening to this EP a lot because I really, really love the title. I just think it's really funny. And then opened that set with Pardoner's Lucky Day off of their brand new album, Came Down Different. You're listening to Teachable Moments. I'm your host, Dork. Today's definition of the word cool, cool noun, twinkle. I've been speaking about this a lot, and I'm kind of running out of time, so I'm not gonna stay too long on this, but the notes I just have are shadow and brightness. I think I like articulated it pretty well in the last kind of break of like a twinkle is a breeze on a warm day. It's like you're kind of chilly for a second, but it like feels good. It's like very passing. And there's like motion. Like I would say that like if it was kind of windy out and like there was sun, you had like sun streaming in through the window and there was a curtain and like it was waving around kind of like blocking the sun, I would like describe that as a twinkle. It has just, you know what, there's twinkle energy. So that's that. But we're going to move on. This is Do Everything, a single by Funny Death. And you're listening to it on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You are listening to Teachable Moments. I'm your host, Dork. You just heard Baby Shred by Luna Lee off of Jam's EP out of Toronto, and then opened that set with Funny Deaths Do Everything. Funny Deaths is based out of Vancouver, and I've been listening to them a lot. Teachable Moments, the ATR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. We just want to know what's cool. Today's dishes are cool. Cool, noun, twinkle. I feel like twinkles, there's like kind of an element of like intrigue and almost danger. Like I think like, ooh, there's a twinkle in their eye. You're kind of like, what are you going to do? like you don't trust it, but you like are very curious. I guess is like how I would describe that. I'm talking about twinkles today because part of what this whole playlist is like music that's like positive with like a bit of a like, not an edge, but like there's some melancholy, I guess. So that's what the episode is today. I'm running out of time, so I'm going to move on. This is Dance 2 by Discovery Zone out of Berlin off of their new album, Remote Control. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you.
prevent the spread of coronavirus 2019, or COVID-19, social distancing and self-isolation measures have been recommended. Here are some tips on how to practice social isolation and why, according to @everybodywantstoloveyou on Instagram. Please stay home and cancel plans. People who are vulnerable exist around you. There is a communal responsibility to limit the spread of this disease. While young people represent the highest number of new cases, elderly people represent the highest number of deaths. Often, testing for COVID-19 is proportionate to risk. And while contraction rates increase with age, the age range 20 to 29 has by far the highest contraction rates, but typically show little to no symptoms. This is called asymptomatic contraction and makes it especially imperative that people practice social distancing. Social distancing means not going out to bars, not hanging out with more than two friends, and giving people 6 feet or more of space in public.
At the count of three, imagine yourself in your ideal place of relaxation. One, two, three.
Spit in your ear.
Oh, see.
And this is IET.
Oh,
You are listening to Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We've reached the end of our show. You just heard Cecile Beleve's Times off of Plucking a Cherry from the Void. Just before that was Oblomov's Brick off of Steady Drip of a Broken Spout, which I just realized has been out for over a year, which is kind of whack. And then opened that set with Discovery Zone's Dance 2 off of Remote Control. Thank you so much for listening to Teachable Moments today. Today's definition word cool, cool noun twinkle. A twinkle is a shine with a gleam that varies repeatedly between bright and faint. And that's what it is. Thank you so much for listening. This is Cowgirl Clue with ADHD, the Alice Gas remix off of Icebreaker Remixes. I hope your day is full of twinkle. Thank you so much for listening to Teachable Moments. Enjoy.